The Yaka Podcast number 32 for July 5th, 2007.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of
Podcast listeners, you're listening to episode 32 of the Yaka Podcast, and I'm your host, Chad Bergeron. Today is July 5th, which means that yesterday was July 4th, and over here in the United States of America, that's when we celebrate our independence, our Declaration of Independence from England back in 1776. And in honor of that, this episode is all songs about America, parts of America, places in America, or well-known patriotic songs here in America. And that first song was America the Beautiful, sung by the Academy Singers, and that's actually a high school group, and you'll find that on the Best of High School Acapella 2003 album, which is where I got it. Now, America the Beautiful was originally a poem written by Catherine Lee Bates, who was an English professor at Wellesley College, down the road from me, not far. And she wrote that in 1893. And the hymn tune itself was actually written in 1882 by Sam Ward. So if you're looking for the originals, you gotta go back a ways. Okay, well, if I sound a little different this week, it's actually because I'm on vacation, so I'm recording this from the field, as it were. And hopefully that won't cause too many problems. Let's see how it goes. Alright, now I did say that the songs in this episode were going to be about America or about parts of America or whatnot, and this next song is, although it's a little, not what you'd consider in that regard. This is by the MIT Corollaries off of their album Staring Down the Infinite Corridor, and this is a song originally by the Counting Crows called American Girls. So it's kind of about part of America, I guess. A part that I happen to like. So here we are again with the MIT Corollaries singing American Girls.
She comes out on Fridays every time. Stands out in a line. She couldn't make another day. I wish it was anyone. American girls are weather and noise, playing the changes for all of the boys. Holding a candle right up to my hands, making me feel so incredible. She comes out of closets every night, but then she locks herself away, where she could keep everything from me. I could have been anyone, you see. She's nothing but porcelain underneath her skin. American girls are weather and noise, playing the changes for all of the boys. Holding a candle right up to my hands, making me feel so incredible. Little shiver shaking me every day, but I can feel the same thing anywhere. If she goes away, well, it's alright and I'm okay, okay. She said, come back again tonight, and I said, I might. She said, well, it's alright. If it's alright, it's alright with you. If it's alright, it's alright with me. Friday night, she never came around. She took almost everything from me. Going through my closets, trying on her clothes almost every day. I could have been anyone, you see. I wish it was anyone but me. She's nothing but pills and ashes under my skin. American girls, oh, American girls, American girls, oh, 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 American girls, oh, American girls, American girls, oh, 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 oh.
Shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. And I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel?
Pretty little thing, wait for the gate.
piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number. Love the pouring rain, touchdown in the land of the Delta Blue, the middle of the pouring rain.
Brandeis University voicemail there with my absolute, excuse me, my absolute favorite rendition of the one hit wonder Mark Cohn with Walking in Memphis there. That song has been done so many times by so many different artists, and some of them way more famous than the original. Like Cher did a very popular cover at one point, and I hope Mark Cohn gets a little more recognition for what he put together there. So again, Walking in Memphis, referring to Memphis, Tennessee, which wasn't part of the United States of America when the Declaration of Independence was written and signed, but long after we were an independent nation, we grew and added on, and I wouldn't want to restrict anything to just those original 13 states colonies that we had at the beginning, because it's every part of the nation which makes this nation what it is. And this next song by Clockwork goes into a little bit of what is this nation, and what are the different parts of this nation, and what comes from the different parts. They get a little silly as they go on. I don't blame Clockwork for that. I blame Blossom Deary, who originally performed the song. And the song is Rhode Island is Famous for You. Here you are by Clockwork.
Copper comes from Arizona. Peaches come from Georgia. Lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, where Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky. Ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cow land of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
Pencils come from Pennsylvania, Vests from West Virginia. Tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming.
I like mink.
A camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. Minnows come from Minnesota. Cooks come from Dakota. But why should you be blue? For you come from Rhode Island. And little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Greetings, all come from Ohio, and Christmas me, oh my, oh, needs Carolina songs. Alaska and Nebraska give us questions. Hawaii and Wyoming have them too. Sneezes come from Massachusetts. Jersey has the news. It's goodbyes from Oregon. But you come from Rhode Island. And little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
And you come from Rhode Island. And little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
You ever plan to motor west? I travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, it winds from Chicago to LA.
Thousand miles all the way. Hey,
get your kicks on
66.
Now you go to St. Louis, Champlain, Missouri, and I'm on a city that's small and pretty. You see
Amarillo, Canada, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you? Give it to the Stanley tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on 66.
Bonfidoo, bombadoo, bidoo.
Mr. Keith Anderson. California trip.
Get your kicks on 66. Yeah!
Route 66, an old jazz chestnut that's been covered by everyone from Nat King Cole to Chuck Berry to Rolling Stones, Cramps, Manhattan Transfer. And those people there, those are the Trenchcoats, now known as the Coats, of course. And you'll find that off of their live album, Exposed. And I love a live track. And that song doesn't get to be any more American. When you're talking about Route 66, one of the first highways we had here that crossed so many states, going from, you know, the middle of the country all the way out to the west. And for a long time, you know, it was the way to travel from, you know, Chicago to California sort of thing, if you were going to see the U.S. by car. Route 66, no longer an active highway, decommissioned, as they say. But you can still drive large parts of it if you want that nostalgia. Or you can, of course, just listen to the song and listen to the story of the road there. Okay, well, we're about done with this show here, this episode. If you want to go ahead and get in touch with me, you can email me at chad@akapodcast.com, or you can go to the website at akapodcast.com and leave a message there. You can read all the show notes there if you want to find out a little bit more about the songs or find links to where you can purchase this music. And, of course, there's also a contact form there if you want to go ahead and contact me that way. So, to close out this show, there is no more American song than our national anthem of the Star Spangled Banner, the poem written by Francis Scott Key, as many a schoolboy here knows. But what many don't know is that the tune for the Star Spangled Banner was actually originally a British drinking song. So it's a bit ironic that one of the most memorable poems about our fight for independence from the British is actually based on a British song. Oh well, you know, culture doesn't know geographic boundaries or, you know, national identities necessarily. Culture can transcend that. So here we are with the Star Spangled Banner. This is the Air Force arrangement of this, and it's sung here by the Wheaton College Gentlemen Callers. So with this, we're going to go ahead and close out the show, and I'll see you again in about 2 weeks with the next episode.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Did you hear that click?
What click? Just turn off the disc, man.